So I ran out of time in my previous recording about the French press stroke cafetiere, about make decent coffee, about my Bolivian Caravani coffee that I've just brewed and yielded exactly 200 milliliters. The ratio I used was 16 grams of ground coffee with 250 milliliters of water, 95 degrees. And I'm very nervous actually because this is the first time I've prepared a coffee in a cafetiere. And if you listen to my previous recording, you could see that it went completely wrong the first time I tried it because I got my ratios wrong. I was guided by the lovely little card that came with my package, which tells you how to use a cafetiere, but they do two different sizes on the website. So I've got the small here, and what I was reading, and I was hoping to make 500 milliliters of water, of coffee, or at least 500 milliliters of water added to the ratio, which would have been for me 32 grams of coffee. But of course I ran out of space in that dinky little cafetiere, which looks really nice. It's nice brushed stainless steel. It's got a Pyrex glass. It's got a beautiful handle. It all kind of handles really, really well. But you gotta get everything right. You gotta get the ratios right. So I've transferred it into my double-walled glass, which I love and always use for my filter coffees. I've let it cool down. And the good news is, actually, while all this was happening, is my banana bread's out of the oven. It looks delicious. It smells amazing. And the dishwasher has finished its cycle. So quiet at last. Maybe a few birds, you never know, because the garden door is open, the door to the back and to the garden, and it's still sunny. They said we're going to be rain today and there's going to be storms tomorrow. Who knows? Back to Bolivia, back to HQ here, Coffee Mambo Jumbo's HQ. And let me just put my thermometer in here. It is 50.6. I think it's ready to drink. 51.4. It's going up a little bit. But where does it stop? I don't want to scald my palate. My taste buds need to be spot on for this Bolivian coffee from Make Decent Coffee. Okay, it stopped at 52.2. That is definitely safe to drink. What I also noticed is the consistency of the brew when I poured it from the cafetiere into my double-walled glass. Well, if you're used to the AeroPress and you want to do a filter coffee as opposed to something more condensed, because the AeroPress gives you such versatility, it's more kind of towards that. It's a bit cloudy. And let's just drink it. Hey, we've waited long enough. Bit of a slurp has to go with it. Now, when I talk about ratios, obviously it's a starting point. A starting point is always 60 grams to a liter of coffee. So you can vary that. And I know that with the V60, I always use, for example, 16 grams of coffee with 230 milliliters of water exactly, which yields me 200 grams. And it's a perfect cup. I do the same ratios with the Chemex. And the AeroPress is kind of different. We won't go into that. And here, I don't know if I've got the ratios right. All I can say is I'm going to taste this coffee. I've just done that now. Consistency, maybe a touch watery. Maybe I don't know, could have let it steep a little longer. I did 3.5 minutes. They guide you to 4 minutes. I was a bit nervous about using 4 minutes, but maybe 4 minutes is better. Who knows? Yeah, I mean, it's a bit on the watery side. What comes through is very similar to the smell I got. Now, the smell, not as sweet, the beans that I'm accustomed to, that I like, that I enjoy. There's a bit of a roasting smell with it. And if I say that, you probably know what I mean, because the lighter roasts kind of really let the notes that are in the beans shine. They are still locked in there and they come out through the nose. You can get them on the palate. You can get them. The longer you roast something, and I won't go into roasting altogether because that's another art and another kind of really craftsmanship to have. But I do some roasting myself as well, and I've spoken to a lot of roasters. I'm in touch with a lot of the artisan roasters here in London in particular, and of course also a bit further afield. Small Batch springs to mind immediately, one of my most favorite roasters in Hove. But what I got by snipping open the bag as well when I was examining it is a really intensive dark smell, an intensive kind of earthy smell. I'm going to go back to that because just to really be able to describe it better. So I'm putting my nose in here, and it is that roasty smell. That sweetness is gone. For me, for my nose, for my liking, for what I've done and what I'm used to now for the past few years, this is a little... What is lacking? It's lacking the notes for me to immediately go like, wow. It's a bit on the kind of earthy, darker side. And this is transferred onto the palate. It is in that cup. I can get that same taste. There's maybe a little bit of sweetness missing. And I do taste a bit of bitterness. Now, bitterness in it is inherent in the coffee bean. That's undebatable. The only thing is, during the roasting process, we can not dampen that, but we cannot make that the priority. We cannot make the bitterness the priority. We want to bring out the notes, the subtleties of the coffees, honor the origin of that coffee, the altitudes, the farmer's processing method, etc., etc. There's so much to take into consideration when you actually delve deeper into the world of coffee and what it means to grow a coffee, to harvest coffee, to process coffee, to bring it over to whichever country and roaster is going to handle that coffee with care and attention and respect to where it's from. So all these things are what actually juices Coffee Mumbo Jumbo. And so, back to this Caravani Bolivian. Should I read what it says on the background? Maybe I'm totally off. Maybe I just didn't brew this thing correctly. You never know. It says, what's inside? Sugarcane sweetness, bright complex acidity, juicy mouthfeel, and beautiful notes of berries. Am I getting this? I've got to take another sip. And maybe also prepare this coffee in a method that I'm very familiar with, that I know that I can do blindfolded, which is the other methods such as the V60 and the Chemex and the AeroPress and the R58. I think tomorrow I'm going to do the R58 because the roast itself... The darkness of it, I'm sure, will take to the pressure of 9 bar of the espresso machine. I mean, the mouthfeel is light. Sugarcane sweetness, I don't know. For me, what strikes me most is that certain bitterness that I would like to not have in the cup. It's not so bitter that I need to plaster it with sugar, by no means. But my palate is very refined. It's becoming more and more refined. And the subtleties that I'm looking for and that my palate can detect are actually not there on my tongue now, drinking and sipping this coffee that I prepared in the cafetière. So I think I need to go back and brew it in a different method and then really... understand what this coffee is about. But cafetière as they go, I think it looks stinky, it's great. I probably need to learn a bit more on how to get the best out of a coffee using the cafetière. I will still encourage you to go on www.makethisdecentcoffee.com. Check it out for yourself and try some coffees. You never know. They've got quite a variety, actually.